Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Crushes in the building. Crushes in the building. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But guess what? I am not alone. I have a co-host. His name is Black Reporter. What's up, Black Reporter?
Nothing much, Crushy. Nothing much, baby. How you doing?
I tried to give you an intro. I tried.
Okay.
That'll work for now, right? I just have to add you. Mm-hmm. At the end, I just have to add you. So I'm working on it.
Hey, I'm Black Reporter.
Right, I'm working on it.
We gotta get Buddha. somebody hog tie him or something and get him, to do an intro for us.
Right, we need to find out the wording of the intro. Mm.
Anyway, how was the weekend?
He is so intelligent.
How was the weekend?
The weekend was nice. It rained on the day we were supposed to barbecue, which was on Sunday. It rained out here on Sunday. And then, it was all right. It was all right. You know, they had a barbecue. I wasn't able to go to the barbecue. I got my feet done. Did that count?
Hey.
So, Black Reporter, let me tell you what just happened to me, right? About 2 hours ago, I get a phone call. You know, my number's out there for the world. Everybody know my numbers. I don't hide them.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a phone call, and this guy goes, hi, my name is Mike. Can I speak to La Crush? Speaking. He was like, oh, gosh, I just seen your pictures online, and oh, my gosh, they're so wonderful. You're so beautiful. He's saying all this stuff. I'm like, well, thank you. Really appreciate that. He was like, well, I just have a couple of questions I would like to ask you. First one being, do you want to be bigger? What?
Excuse me?
Right. He's like, do you want to be bigger? I'm like, well, I can't help it. He was like, well, do you like good food? I was like, yes. He was like, what kind of foods do you like? And I named things off the top of my head, cookies and barbecue with soul food, blah, blah, blah. He was like, oh, so you like sweets. Mind you, during this whole conversation about food, he's beating it off.
Oh, my God.
Right. What this is, now, I've heard about it. We've mentioned it, I'm sure. I've heard about it before.
I've heard about it also.
It's called a fetish?
Feeder fetish, yeah.
Right. Feeder fetish. And I'm like, what? But that's cool. Shout out to Mike. And I'm like, well, I have to go. He's just like, wait, just a few more minutes. What? Like, brother, you need to call my 800 number. Stop playing with yourself. Right. I just want to share that with people. I don't know. Something to share.
Don't we have an announcement to make?
Yes, we do have an announcement to make. Oh, that's not it. That's not my announcement to make. You know what? He's calling back right now.
Oh my God.
Right. As I'm speaking about him, he called back. He probably listened. Can I do it on air? No, I'm not going to do it on air.
No. I don't want to be any part of your inbred fantasy.
Aw, come on. It was innocent fantasy. I'm going to do that one day. We're going to do phone sex one day, and I'm going to take a call on air. Hopefully, I can take a call on air. Hopefully, I can time it right. Take a call on air. But anyway. We do have an announcement, people.
Okay. That music.
As you know, I'm working on it, okay? My computer crashed over the weekend. I'm working on it.
Okay.
So I lost a lot of my pictures and videos, and that's another story. But our announcement for tonight is Black Reporter is officially on Facebook. Yay! Yes, he finally got him a Facebook page. Just look up BLK Reporter, one word, and you'll find his page.
And B and the R are capitalized.
Yes, the B and the R is capitalized. So capital BLK, capital REPORTER. You can find him on Facebook. Go like his page. He'll keep you up to date. Go like Phone Fantasy Radio. Go like me. We'll keep you up to date on Facebook on what's going down. By all means, go check it out. All right, folks. So what else I was about to say? Dang, Black Reporter, you made me forget. You made me forget. Oh, so I'm looking for a good sound effect. To play, because for the last couple of shows, we've been getting real heated. We've been having some hot, in both forms of the word, hot and hot, conversation right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Live with La Crush and Black Reporter. And we've been going into overtime, and I love to have the chat to continue the way it has been. When I open up the lines, I don't kick you off the lines like some people will kick you off the line. You know, like, okay, say your piece and then get off the line. I have other callers. No, we don't do that here. We try to let everybody talk as long as they want. We're not rushing you off because we're just one big happy group of friends. We're family.
We're families.
So
with one exception.
What's that?
We all do not talk at the same time.
Right, and we've been getting a lot of that. People can't get their point across because somebody else is peeking on that. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- bullhorn sound or something real annoying. I'm going to do it just because I can do that. I'm thinking about bringing back Pants on the Ground. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking about bringing it back.
And this time it's not going to be for me.
Right. This time it won't be an attack to Black Reporter. It'll be an attack to everybody. So right now I got Pants on the Ground in my head, or I'll be stroking. I think I would use I'll be stroking. I don't know yet. I don't know. I think I'm going to cut up my stroking, and I'm going to play that. And then now hopefully that'll get everybody to be like, what? What, LaCrush? What? You know, and just get everybody to calm down. I don't know, Black Reporter. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it. All right, folks. I got some tunes for y'all. That I like for y'all to listen to.
By the way, did you find my request?
Which one?
Yeah. Okay.
No,
cool.
I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. I wasn't able to look for that one.
Okay. No problem.
In particular.
No problem.
Because, like I said, over the weekend, my computer crashed, and I started using Skype. As you can see, I don't use my phone anymore to call in because I was always too low compared to your phone. My phone would be too low. So I started using Skype to dial in. And so I didn't have the Skype program, so I was trying to rush and get that program up to date, up to speed, and all that good stuff. But I'm going to get it. But tonight I do got some awesome tunes. Go ahead again.
You sound perfectly clear tonight, too.
I sound perfectly clear? Maybe that's what it needed. My computer needed a good washing out. It needed a douche. I needed a virtual douche. I know, I'm just nasty. I know. Don't play me no mind.
Nasty.
I'm just nasty.
Not nasty.
Right, nasty. Okay. I see some people on the line already. That's what's up. Should we bring them on early?
Yeah, sure.
Bring them on early. Okay. So the first on the line is 704. We yelled for him, and now he has come. 704-777, how you is?
What's going on, Chris? Black Reporter, it is me, Dave O.
Oh, wait. Scratch
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. The
is
dead
Dave
live.
O. What's up, Dave O? We haven't heard from you
the
in 8 years.
The dead live.
Right.
Dave O.
Oh,
what's
oh,
up?
No, Black Reporter, Dave O has been on his job. Literally.
He?
He's been making moves. On
his ooh, yes, I really have.
Last year to this year, he's a 360. He's a changed man, Black Reporter.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's yes.
He's grown
a long
now.
Story.
He's grown now.
You're going to have to hear about this one in the future.
He's grown now. You grown?
All I can say is I made a weight change. I made a job change. Phone change,
mm-hmm.
and now working on making a computer change.
Well, help a sister out, cause I need one of those. I need all of those. But my computer's
wait, refreshed. You made a weight change. How much did you lose?
About around this time last year, I was 335 pounds, and.
Okay.
As of today, I'm 250 pounds.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yeah. He's scamming.
Congratulations, my brother.
No, I'm just playing.
Thank you. No, I'm not skinny.
He's
scamming. I still got a little country belly. I still got a little country belly on.
That's country thick.
Right.
Yeah.
That's putting gravy on everything. That's what that is right there.
Hey, I can't help it. The women that I come in contact with are country girls, so. And then my mom's, you know, she's a country cook, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what's
they
up.
Country
cook.
They cook good for you.
This is our Dave O update, Black Reporter.
I see that.
All our old friends are coming back one time or another just to give us a little update on themselves. So that's what's up. We happy for you, Dave O. Appreciate you calling in. Oh, wait a minute. I see the 414. That number looks familiar. Is that
414 Raylan?
That's Nay. Hey, 414. See, I told you it was
Nay.
What's up, Renee?
Nothing, chilling.
Hey, hey, Renee.
How you doing, stranger?
I'm okay.
Riri in the building.
Hey, I don't like being called Riri, but I like that spot.
Right, Dave-O. Be nice.
I was just speaking.
Oh, okay. So we getting an update on Dave O's progress from last year to this year, because it's been a while since he's been on Phone Fantasy Radio. So he would just fill us in on, you know, all the changes he made with his life, his weight, his job, you got a girlfriend yet?
No, I currently do not have a girlfriend at the moment.
No update on that.
I've been too busy working since I got two jobs now. It's been one. So.
Oh. Are you still with the big old T store?
Yeah, I'm still with Target, but I happen to also grab a deal at Sprint. So.
That's
what I'm counting on my bill. I'm just saying, put up on my bill.
Can I just get a phone sent to me? I want a Boost phone, the Prevail. Can I just have that sent to me? I don't care about all the other stuff. I can get my own plan. I just can't get the phone. Damn.
Disclaimer.
Anyway. I'm just saying.
Oh, now you see, you already throw a disclaimer out there.
Right.
Yeah, disclaimer. Davo has no dealings with Sprint job, whatever, when he's not on the clock. So, yeah.
That's a mess.
You see how he did us?
Dang, for real?
But
I do have Facebook inquiry. You can inquire me on Facebook. I'll see what I can do.
All right.
You don't ever answer your IMs. Oops, did I say that out loud? Oops, my bad.
Hold on.
Did I put that out there out loud? Oops.
Hold on. Let me put somebody had my math. So,
somebody had your who?
Somebody had my math or my phone number. So,
I'm just saying, like,
Wait. This sounds like a private matter to me.
No, go ahead.
You know what?
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I just wanted to say that. Hey. Look at you. Can't be to my sweet.
Wow.
You see how we get Black Report? I told you the voice is everything.
Yeah.
The voice is everything. Okay, on that note, let's bring in our good friend from Trenton. See you guys hand up. What up, 856?
Blast.
What it do? What it do? What it do, homie?
Blast.
Okay, we're going to start giving people intros like that.
What happened to my intro?
We so happy. Renee, woo!
What's happening in the bricks, Blast? What's happening in the bricks?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. Just the studio on the ground right now.
Oh, we at the studio on our Grizzy. Say that again.
I just said
translation.
Right, I can't be talking fast.
And that's how city folks do.
I know, but I'm slow. Slow right now. I've been sipping on this Bacardi since yesterday. I'm slow right now.
Wait. You still on that same Bacardi and Coke from yesterday?
It's not Coke. It's the Tropics juice. But
okay,
I went and made me a daiquiri. I broke out the blender this time. And I got my little daiquiri mix going. I don't know what I did with my cup. Anyway.
That little Caribbean.
Go put that up.
Huh?
That little Caribbean stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got anybody else, Crushy?
Nope, that's it. Everybody up and open. We got Dave O representing, was it North Carolina? South Carolina? We representing Dave.
I'm actually originally from Boston, Massachusetts, but I'm representing North Carolina, big city, Charlotte.
We got Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey, and we got Renee from Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin. I'm gonna pronounce that right.
And we also
got Dre in the chat room who always hold us down. Shout out to Dre. How you doing, Snookums? Call me Dre.
Now the three of y'all gonna have to go to my Facebook page. At fan page.
Right.
Thank you, please.
Right. Y'all gonna have to go to Black Reporter, that's capital B L K, capital R E P O R T E R, and like him, damn it. Can't say it the other way. You gotta like him.
I only like you, Black Reporter, if you come listen to our radio show tonight.
Ooh, got a radio show
tonight. Huh, me and Candy got our radio show, and we're coming tonight is our debut return. So if you wanna call it, like when you was on Friday with us, that was just like a test run.
Oh,
but We're coming back tonight, and it's going to be really interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So are you saying this is the first?
It's like, yeah, it's not our first. We've been doing it for a while, but then we changed some things. And so tonight we're actually going to be talking about the Casey Anthony case and this other chick in Chicago.
I saw that billboard coming.
So, yeah, that's going to be really interesting. Yeah,
huh?
You know. Yeah, it's the season premiere. You're welcome. The season premiere.
Okay.
All right, so give us a phone number. Give us a link.
The link is www.blogtalkradio.com/candyshop. The number is 805-285-9748. Give me about 5 minutes because I'm fixing plates, but I believe those last two is 9748.
All right.
And
so
what time?
It starts 10:30 Central Standard Time, and for those of you on the East Coast, that would be 11:30.
Okay,
so
half an
break.
Hour after our show, so we can
right.
we can, you know, we got a little half an hour break. Go get us some dinner.
And we will still be playing music. So for all y'all out there, underground artists, if y'all want y'all music played. Email it to thecandyshopradio@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm promoting on your show.
That's all right. You know that's all right, because I go to your show to promote too, so you know that's all right. I'm good.
Well, while we promoting,
you can't promote, you can't promote.
Oh, I can't. Hold on.
I'm going to put y'all on hold for a second.
Go ahead, Renee. You can't promote until you get us an intro.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Here we go.
I'm just playing. But seriously, Dave-O, we need an intro.
Dave-O, it's got to be an intro.
Yes, sir.
With
okay,
yours truly included.
He had a nice one for us, but yeah, my original intro don't have him in it. Remember, because,
I'm like
a opener.
Early,
I know you said it messed up.
Computer change.
All right, but when you get your new computer, Al, hook us up.
Well, I mean, I'm actually in the process of getting a new computer, and I mean, y'all already know I do a little producing on the side, so I'm actually in the process of getting all brand new producing equipment and all that. So.
Right. Yep. And all that good stuff.
Grinding.
He got him a job, y'all.
Cool. Well, not a job, two jobs.
Right. Got him a job. There he go. Look. Gotta love a man with a job.
Not one, but two. Don't forget that fact. Two.
Right. Two jobs. Gotta love a man with jobs. For real, man. I don't mind if your time is wasted because you're working. I really don't mind that.
Well, I actually had the day off from both of them, so.
That's what's up. At least that lined up perfectly. Shout out to the meat market. Just got me 5 pounds of chicken wang.
See, you and my daughter get along just fine. Cause she loves chicken.
Shout out to Tyson Chicken for hooking me up with some boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Oh,
right. Asked me about this one.
Hello. Wait. Are we in the middle of a meat commercial?
Right. We. I apologize because everybody just went to their background real quick, right? Live on air. I know how to. Yeah, I don't know. That wasn't my fault, though. She couldn't find the rice. Can't have chicken without no rice.
Lord have mercy.
So, what's tonight's topic?
Actually, tonight's topic is... Okay, go ahead, Blackford. Hold that down.
Tonight's topic is gay marriage. Because of the recent New York approval by the voters... Well, actually, I'm sorry, by the legislature on gay marriage. And the kind of half-handed way that Rhode Island has approved it in its legislature, it's interesting to look at the way that we're handling this, and they're trying to ring it up. And this is my editorial, so quote unquote soapbox, kick it out in the middle of the page. They are trying to tie it in with the civil rights struggle.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the struggle that we had to go through for, do some people want to say 400 years?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to tie it in with the gay population, the LGBT population,
mm-hmm.
what they're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And our discussion tonight is, our, you know, most of our audience is African American.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, I know we weren't necessarily, you know, when Crush and I discussed this, I know we weren't necessarily discussing this, but this came to my mind halfway through the week. Do we necessarily want the civil rights struggle, for lack of a better word, co-opted?
You know, that's an interesting question. Let me just say, point something out, because I was talking to other people about this and about the whole gay marriage situation. That's what came to mind to even talk about it on the show. A friend of mine said he's all for, now, if you know about the whole concept around the whole gay marriage, is because they don't want to do it. They don't want to disgrace, I guess, the marriage concept of a man and a woman and that whole religion thing. That's not the reason why they was doing it to begin with. They wanted to do it because of their rights. You spend your life with this person, and you were not able to get the benefits as you would if you was a man and a woman. So if a man passed away, the woman would inherit, or his wife would inherit everything. If it's two ladies, the other partner doesn't, you know, inherit anything. It'll go to the next of kin. It'll go to the next of kin. So that's the reason why they fight to begin with. Let's get that straight, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you say gay marriage, not that, oh, what y'all doing? It has nothing to do with, you know, their bedroom scene. It has nothing to do with that. It really is about the rights. And his argument was, he's all for gay marriage. He just don't want it to be called gay marriage. He just don't want it to be called marriage. He's all for them having their rights and things like that. And I understand that. And this is the same thing now. It's like, okay, now first it was, you know, trying to take over the whole marriage situation. Now it's trying to take over the whole civil rights situation when it's really, I mean, I don't know. I'm really up to arms about that right there. Because, I mean, in a way it is them fighting for their civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you know, I mean, you got to look at it like they are fighting for their rights. Like the whole point of the gay marriage and the whole, the voting and all that other stuff was for that. Somebody said that was unconstitutional, and now they're going around from state to state trying to get it approved. So,
Nero, you seem surprised that we grabbed something so deep. Talk to us.
No, hey, Black Sword, it's not that. It's the, it's what Crush just said about the whole term of gay marriage, not wanting it to be called that. From what I would understand or whatever, if it's not going to be called that, then what would it be called? Like what? Like partnership,
like
agreement,
a civil union?
Like that.
They do have civil unions. It can be called a civil union. But however, what they're trying to say is by law, those that are civil union don't have as many rights as those that if it was called a marriage. That's the difference.
For example,
let me
give you some exceptions. In Rhode Island, where there are civil unions coming up, if your partner works for a Catholic hospital or works at a Catholic university, the civil union's clause is not protected.
Mm. Hey, what?
If you work for a Catholic hospital or a Catholic university, the civil rights, the civil union clause is not applicable.
They
wrote that into the law.
Oh.
Which is
stupid. Right.
But you know what? That I don't know if that's like a kick in the begin with, because like their whole argument. Well, some people's argument is that when you have the gay marriage situation, that it's an abomination against the Lord, and you know they took it to the religion, the religious side of things. So I'm just saying, like you know, for you to actually work at a religious institution.
Yeah.
You know,
Renee, what's your viewpoint on this, dear?
Heavy
lifting tonight, huh?
yeah. When I'm usually not lost for words, but I'm lost for words right now. If you go by Bible standards, yes, it's wrong, because in the Bible it says a union is between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not against gays, but I don't believe in gay marriage. I'm just gonna put it like that.
Okay.
I don't, you know, just because of how I was raised and you know the Bible and things of that nature. You know, I'm gonna leave it at that. We've had a discussion on our radio show, and I kind of stayed in the back because I just didn't want to, you know, it became real heated when we had.
Right, but listen to this. Like, okay, so let's not call it gay marriage. Right, answer your damn phone. Let's not just play. Okay, let's not call it gay marriage. Let's call it a partnership. Okay.
Yeah.
So from now on, it's no longer going to be marriage. It's going to be a partnership. Do you agree upon the partnership?
Far as a gay partnership.
Yep.
Are you saying? Huh?
Yep.
I mean, as far as that, I look at it to each their own. And I'm not knocking you. If that's the lifestyle that you choose, do you. Is you happy? I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add marriage into that, you know, you...
But that's what the partnership is. The partnership...
Right, a partnership...
All we're doing is confirming...
And marriage is actually two totally different things, because with a partnership, you know... Okay, let's look at it from a standpoint of when you married, you combine everything, and when you're in a partnership, that really doesn't hold weight. Like, say,
but that's what the argument is right there. What you just said, that's the whole point of them wanting to have this ability to get married. Because
right,
of that, because of what you just said right there, that's the whole reason. It's not that they want to disgrace the religion or they want to step on anybody's toes, but because
right.
of that right there, these people have been together for 15, 20, 30 years, just like a regular marriage couple would. But at the end of the day, if somebody gets sick, and
they
then, you know,
no,
sometimes
they, have
no, they have no say over it, then some stranger, because their family probably, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm not even talking about up to date. I'm talking about older couples now. I'm not
right.
even talking about up to date couples. I'm talking about more of the couples from the 80s and the 70s and that's older in the situation. They haven't spoken to their families in 25 years. Now this person that
right.
they don't even know that, yeah, that may be my brother or yeah, that may be my mother, is sitting up here making life decisions about their belongings, about all this stuff, and they have no say over it. Or if they decided to adopt a child together, this person, that child doesn't go to the mother or the other mother or the other father. The child's going to go to some stranger. Or even if they had a child and it wasn't adopted, and they had a child naturally. Well, you know, not naturally, but artificially inseminated.
Surrogate.
You know, but that's what the argument. Don't look at it. I'm just saying, don't look at it as a fact of they trying to. I don't want to say disgrace the whole concept of marriage. And then that's what pisses me off too. That's a whole other side of the topic. But this is what's pissing me off about them. No, for, seriously, Black Reporter. This is what's pissing me off about these folks that sit up here talking about how the gays are gonna destroy the whole sense of marriage and the divorce is gonna be upset. I mean, just look at the stats now about marriage. There's a, not a lot of people out there that hold the whole marriage in high regard to begin
thing
with.
To heart.
Man,
exactly.
Or from,
you
man,
got a lot of people that just they don't believe in honoring those vows at all.
Let me bring up a point
that was released today. Right now, the rate is what? 50%
mm-hmm.
marriages ended in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And gay marriages have a 75% to 80% success rate.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? And see, y'all sit up here huffing and y'all puffing and y'all want to blow the house down, but you could probably learn from a gay marriage. But anyway, I'm gonna invite you to hold on real quick. Let me bring in these other callers because they've been holding on and I see them with their hand up. We got the 267. 267.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you, darling?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This you can call me TK.
TK? Well, TK, welcome to the show. This is Phone Fantasy Radio. Can you tell us where you're from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay. Philly in the building.
Philly's in the house.
and I had to introduce you to your white listener.
Say that again?
I had to introduce you to your white listener.
Oh.
Cool. Okay.
We got a token white listener.
a little bit of humor, maybe wasn't that funny.
Okay, all right. Listen, we don't discriminate on here. Everybody's accepted. Right. Everybody's equal. So, you've been listening to the show so far. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I've been listening with, you know, a lot of valid points. I came in right at the moment where you were talking about how they compare it to the civil rights movement.
Uh-huh.
And that's a discussion my wife and I have had a couple of times on our end, you know.
Okay. And what's your thoughts upon it?
I'm not against civil rights. I'm not against the whole idea of, you know, of being about equal rights. That's what I meant to say. But the comparison's off. You know, it's not the same.
Right.
And I'm not against what they're doing, you know.
No. Okay.
But maybe it's a different way to go about it.
Right, everybody keeps saying that. It's like, should they have sat down and planned it out? Like, it's like they just, you know, there was a ruling, I believe, Black Reporter, if I'm not mistaken, there was a ruling that actually started this all off. Do you know?
That was, if I remember correctly, yeah, it was a ruling in, I want to say, your town, back in 69, I think. And, well, actually, it was a skirmish, and it was, which started off the Gay Pride Parade, and I think there was a ruling. I'll have to go back and research that, but yeah, it's really, I mean, this has been, oh, hell, I mean, we're talking now over 40 years now that this has been going back and forth. And there's been arguments as to whether there needs to be a constitutional amendment. You know, people have been, of course, as you said before, crushed, throwing the Bible up, you know, in the middle of everything, and using that as an excuse as to whether to bring it down and everything. But you know what? We haven't brought Blessed Child in. Blessed. Let's hear your viewpoint, sir.
Okay.
My point of view is, you gay. I got nothing against you. I don't bring a Bible into it because only God could judge. God handle that. Besides, I'll talk about that civil right. Nah, that is dead up wrong. You feel me? Dead up wrong. One, you're giving our youth that's on you. You can fight for things that's wrong. At the same time, is you hurt enough?
You mean civil union?
Civil union, yes. You hurt enough because not only when you deal with gay rights and what they're trying to do right now, you're also dealing with politics.
Mm-hmm.
Say you got that right person in politics that's going to do good in the community. He feel like, you know, like Renee said, I was raised with a woman and man. That's how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
So that politics raised like that, he disagreed. He's not going to get voted in because they're going to try to vote him out.
Yeah.
You destroyed a lot of things because you're right. Let's keep it real, man. There's a lot of things you can fight for that politics. I say, if you gay, you gay. I got nothing to do with that. I can't, like I say, man and woman can't judge. You only God can judge. So I got nothing to do with that. That's your lifestyle. But you bring it to politics, you bring it out on the news and all that, man. You, like I said, you affecting us and you affecting the youth right now. And it's, mm-hmm. and it's sad. I say there's a lot of ways. I feel them. There's a lot of ways you can go about it, man. You can get your own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It costs money. Hey, that's a lifestyle you choose. It's a lifestyle you choose. You gotta do what you gotta do. Don't bring it to our youth. Don't bring it to politics. Don't do none of that, man. Cause you're messing us up.
Who's messing who up?
I'm talking about like I said, man. Like I said, it goes when Obama got in the White House. Obama was against that. At the same time, I don't like Bush either, but Bush was against that. So, I take Obama for example. Say Obama go against gay marriage. You won't have a lot of gay communities that won't vote for him.
You see, the situation is, when you're a politician, you have to walk that fine white chalk line. That you gotta help this community, you gotta help that community. You don't want people pissed off with you on this side, nor do you want people pissed off with you on that side. And the old saying goes, if you piss off both sides of an issue, then you must be doing something right. Well, not necessarily. You know, that's the way it is.
That's what I'm
saying.
All
that's right,
what I say.
Folks.
That's why I say it's not fair because. Pushing another man to change his views because that's the way he's going to get elected. I mean, he's playing dirty now. You feel me? And like I said, man, I got nothing against gays, man, because like I said, I can't judge, man. You gay, man, just keep it to yourself. That's all I got to say. Just keep it to yourself.
Oh, no.
You happy, like you said, you happy. I'm happy for you that you happy, but there's a certain limit to each thing you do.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's time for me to bring up something real quick. On the Facebook page, I mentioned something that one thing we're trying to do is hold a civil conversation. So far, we've been doing real, real well. But as we move on later into the evening, and then get a few more folks in here, things may get a little heated. Respect all callers.
Right.
That's the one thing we ask of you. Please respect all callers, no matter what their viewpoint or anything.
Right.
Please respect all callers, okay?
You're right. On that near Black Reporter, I'm going to bring in one more caller because it's not right if we have a show and not bring in our famous Miss Parker.
It's about time. Little Debbie.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lady C? How you doing?
I'm taking a study break.
That's your new name, Debbie Parker.
Debbie Parker. So thank you for taking a study break. Yes, thank you for taking a steady break and checking us out right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. We're going to ask you, you've been listening to the first part of the conversation. You came in, you heard some of the answers that we've given. We're going to ask you, what are your thoughts on gay marriage?
My thought is that I understand what they're trying to do because I've seen it happen. People, as they're just looking for love and want to be able to have, to be able to support each other. If something happens, they can be there and they know what, they know each other because most of the time their families have alienated them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have each other. So if they, I mean, people hollering common law and legal, it's not binding in insurance. You can't get no insurance. You can't get rights to the children. You can't get rights to the property. If they buy a house together, whose name is on top, and the family comes in and wipes them out. So if to say that they were spouses, we don't have to like it, but they were spouses. And they're able to get the insurance policy, able to get the property, able to say this is my child too, and not have to fight somebody. And they may not be going about it the right way, trying to say it's a civil fight, but they're just trying to get to a point where their love for each other can be accepted and covered insurance through the family, through the people after they're gone, because the love that they have for these persons, although we may not like it, they feel it's real. You know, they're happy with each other. They want to make it work. They want to be there for each other till death do they part. And that's all they're saying. They want to be able to have the right to say till death do us part, and we mean it.
Yeah,
I mean,
anybody
can say that and mess up and not make it to death do us part, but they want to try and not have to sit there. If something happens, their partner gets an accident, and they have no rights when they go to say, well, my spouse is, well, who are you? No, you're not. We only let next of kin. You see, and that's their biggest problem, because when you go to the hospital, they want next of kin. And they can't say, well, we're life partners. Okay, that don't mean nothing. You're not the wife, not the husband. You're not the brother, sister, mother, cousin. You're nothing. You're just somebody they live with. So that's their biggest thing, is they want the right to say, we've talked about this. And they don't. They want a do not resuscitate, a DNR. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't want you to do all of this because they own all these things. But family come in, oh, yeah, do whatever you got to do. And they end up paying, and they're losing. So their biggest thing is they want the right to love till death do us part and be able to accept it completely like a marriage. Now, they have picked the wrong route, saying civil, you know, civil rights, but it's just rights that they want. And I know I may not believe in what they feel, and yes, one caller say the politicians, look, politicians lie about anything they figure is going to get them into the office, whether it's gay marriage, putting money for school and everything, or lottery. They cover whatever they want to cover their butt so the voters say, oh, yeah, they're for this, let's vote them in. So don't think the politicians are so sweet and nice. Politicians do what they have to. Get what they
want to
get. You know.
On that note, it always takes Miss Parker to come in and just straighten us out. What you think about that? Okay, so on that note, I'm going to go into my music set, and we're going to come back. And
45
we're going to talk
minutes
later. Right, 45 minutes later. So. Right. So you know that was a good convo right there. So we got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hopefully I got a time right. I'm going to play some Millie Jackson, y'all. Hopefully y'all can hear us. Thank you. Can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
From Kenny Loggins. I stole this because I know some of y'all been doing it to my music. Always, huh? And I want to give you something to really do it by. I don't want you to miss no one of them strokes and hurt somebody. So I had to record something that everybody could do it by. That's why now you hear just the drums. up, down, up, down. See, this is for them two strokers. Up, down, up, down. While they lay there, up, down, up, down. That lady be laying there, when the hell is he gonna get up? Up, down, up, down. Ladies, don't worry about it. He's gonna be there for a while. You can do nothing for a long time. But you don't have to put up with that. Cause there is another kind of love. One who will left by half in his shit. For him, I added the guitar. See, this is one of them cute fellas. He gon' sweat for no reason. Think he too cute to sweat. You know the kind them Jerry Curl hair wearing. If he accidentally hit one of them good pockets, and you wind it up on his ass, he become a cooling mama. You gon' mess up my dude. You know I ain't got my activator with me. And them Jerry Curl niggas is up without that activator. That shit go back to an afro in about 3 seconds. Don't get that nigga his activator, he come out the bedroom. You be wanting to hand him a dashiki.
Thank you.
to you, and you might not appreciate it. But I don't give a damn if you like it or not. In fact, I don't care if you hate it. I ain't trying to start no shit. Ain't trying to raise no sand. I'm just trying to say what I got to say in a language you understand. Now you know my name ain't Fatback. I ain't part of Sugar Hill. I'm just trying to pass this message to you to show you how I feel. Uh-oh. I think I'm losing them. I gotta get them back. What would Curtis Blow do at a time like this? Say ho! Say ho! Hip, hip, to hip, to hip, bop, 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 to hip, hip, to hip, to hip, it hop, fuck. Right now!
It is the top of the hour, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. The best in yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
it seems like we have a little technical difficulty right now, but though that was some good music, Crush. I got to give it to you. Are you guys still there? Hello?
I got a black reporter.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you guys.
I hear you. You hear me now?
Technical difficulties?
Technical difficulties.
As always. But dang, Crush. You came out swinging hard, didn't you? Come out with the big bats tonight.
Hello?
We're here.
Oh, okay.
She didn't play It Hurts So Good. She had to broke out with that one for real.
Yeah. Now, whose background are we hearing right now?
Okay, can I hear you now? Can I hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. I know y'all there. It's just that y'all was having problems hearing me.
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying that was the top of the hour, but now it's no longer the top of the hour. Now we're 2 minutes past the hour. And we have Bricks, Brooklyn. Brick from Brooklyn. Okay.
Brick.
What the hell is that, Black Reporter?
I just said hello.
Oh, no.
Is that what that was?
Well, good evening, Brick. How are you?
It still didn't sound like that.
No, it didn't sound like that.
Mm-mm, I know what that was. That's the sound he was talking about when he said he had all the women shut up.
Shut up, Crush. That's low. That's low. That is beyond low.
I'm sorry.
No, it could be lower.
I don't need your help, lady.
So, first of all, what y'all thought about Millie? That's all I'm going to say. What y'all thought about my selection for Millie?
That was a wonderful selection.
Say ho!
Ho!
Millie was always willing to go the extra mile.
I just got up on some Millie. I was down with some blues for Phone Fantasy Radio live stream. I thought, why not add some blues to the stream?
When are you doing that?
When am I going to add it? I don't know yet.
No, the live stream.
Oh, well, the live stream is always going. Right now, I just need to get my intros put together for my different segments.
Dave-O.
No, not Dave-O. I want to get my different intros for my segments. And I actually want to get another show or two to be on the live stream. We'll be moving over to the stream real soon. Shout out to Big Ashby. He can't hear us. He can't hear the words coming out of our mouth. But shout out to you. And shout out to everybody in the chat room. We got Big Smooth. Mr. Big Smooth. We got Guest 520. We got Dre. And we got Brick in the room. And we got Brick Online. So, Brick, you were hearing our conversation about gay marriage?
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, I'm on?
Yep.
Yeah, you're on.
What's up, Black Reporter? What's up, Crush? What's going on? I heard
nothing
what y'all been
much,
saying, and I got two
much.
Points regarding gay marriage.
Okay, go
now,
ahead.
Now, if that's what you want to do, that's your business. Because, quite frankly, you know, I hear a lot of people complaining about it. But the people I hear complaining, I'm like, okay, the heterosexuals ain't getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody's shacking up and shit and being
uh-huh.
single, wanting to get married. So if the gays want to marry, let them marry.
Mm.
We obviously take the
crush.
Shit.
Not that crush. Brick.
Yeah.
You didn't hear a quote I gave earlier in the show that among the heterosexual population, we are 50% of the heterosexual population are getting divorced and everything, and while among the gay population, 75 to 85% of their marriages are lasting till the end.
Mhm.
Of those that have been gay marriages that have been I don't want to say consummated, but no, I guess you can say it like that.
Accepted.
Yeah, accepted.
We need these things. Okay, let them get married. Let them stimulate the economy. Okay, you heard that they booking catering halls up the wazoo. They up here booking catering halls. They buying property, investing in all this stuff. Look, if they want to put their stuff together and stimulate the market, let them get married. That's my one point. My second point is, maybe if you let them get married, they will sit down somewhere. Because the gay people seem to be in your face with that shit. I mean, it's one thing to be gay. Okay, if you're gay, you're proud, okay. But you got some gay people that are in your face with the fact that they are gay. I mean, they sashaying, shantaying, and, you know, rolling their head from side to side. And, you know,
she's absolutely right.
Anybody who live in New York know exactly what I'm talking about. They sitting
that's
on each other's
boy.
Laps in restaurants, feeding each other. Now, I'm heterosexual. I don't sit on my man's lap in a restaurant and feed him and all sorts of other stuff. I mean, it's one thing to be proud to be who you are and be with someone you love, but they just be in your face with it like I'm gay and what? And if you look at them, they make it seem like, okay, you're looking at us because we're gay. No, I'm looking at you because you're sitting on your man's lap in a restaurant feeding him. And I would look at a couple if they did something stupid like that. You know, so I'm like, maybe they will tone it down if we let them get married. Maybe they'll tone it down, settle down, do what they got to do. And after all, they pay taxes, they're right. And if you feel it's wrong or whatever, listen, that's between them and their God. I'm not going to pass judgment on nobody. Judge not yet, you be judged. And I don't want nobody looking at my business judging me, because I got some shit that, you know, but I don't want no one looking at my business.
We won't go there.
Exactly.
Roll it up that can.
So my thing is, let them get married. God, just, you know, are they hurting anybody? If anything, if they see that later on, they're probably like, damn, I wish we never did have gay marriage. A lot of them probably mad as hell because they're like, damn, now I got to marry this man. Or now I got to marry this woman. Put them together.
But
you
made an interesting point. You made an interesting point about it stimulating the economy.
Exactly.
That's an excellent point right there. Like, that's basically going to help us. That's a whole nother can of... What the heck?
Preachers going to get paid, catering halls.
Right.
Just, you
divorce
know,
rate. All that.
The flower people getting paid. The divorce lawyers going to get paid.
Right.
You know, adoption. They'll start adopting some of these kids that nobody wants. You know, this could be a good
thing. Right. So
and nobody else is going to do it. That's what I said. For the heterosexuals that are against it, we take it for granted because we can do it. But if somebody told us tomorrow we couldn't get married, we'd be screaming and jumping. We all marching and everything like that. What do you mean we can't get married? So we take it for granted. That's something that they never had. So now, of course,
So now my question is, what was the big whoopee? Because at the end of the day, I'm only seeing the positive of them letting them get married. I haven't seen not one valid point of why they shouldn't get married.
I make a point.
Sure.
The point is on that is, I'm not gonna lie to you because I'm a different person. I got a daughter. Say my daughter gay. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm always gonna love my daughter, support my daughter, even though I disagree with it. Like I said, you gay, that's you. But anybody screaming rights? Nah, I don't knock you for being gay. I'm not for being gay. I knock you for how you doing it and how you affecting the youth right now. Tell me how you affecting the youth. It's not wrong being gay. I can't, like you said, I can't judge you.
Only God can judge you. How? Because you bring up that, because I bring up the youth, and I sit back and I'm thinking about it. I'm really wondering, affect the youth how? Because there's no daddy. There's a lot of no daddies in the home, and that affects the youth.
But I'm saying, what I'm trying to say on that point is, I'm the type of person is, I got accepted. A lot of people, like you said, my daughter became gay. You know, I don't like it. I accept it because I love her for who she is, no matter what. You got a lot of parents that are not going to accept that. They're going to get on their child.
That ain't got nothing to do with them being married or not. That was from the beginning of time. A lot of people fail to realize before any of these rights are... Okay, I'm sorry.
You right. Trying to stimulate the conversation. You stimulate the conversation by giving all you how to sit and fluent. So that's how you stimulate the conversation, because right now the youth is the future. You know what I mean? You bring them in big business. You know what I mean? All that school. We talk about gay marriage. Now it's deeper than gay marriage. It goes back to the community. Y'all talking about these gay rights. Then you going to put civil rights? Civil rights back in the day was when blacks had a struggle just to vote, just to go to school. That's civil rights. When you use civil rights in gay marriage, like I said, you get married. Like I said, I do agree with it for a minute. You want, like I said, let them get married. You feel me? Because like I said, at the end of the day, God just, you want them to get married.
All right. Thank you, Bless.
At the same time, I don't agree with it.
All right.
I have something. I have something from Susan Eskridge.
Black reporter. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
For those who are just tuning into the show, we're talking about gay marriage. Share your thoughts with us. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Press the number one that I know you want to talk. Right now we have to do a roll call, starting with the 347-627.
Yeah,
what's your name is and where you call from?
Rick calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Brooklyn all day, every day.
414-763.
This Renee calling from the mill.
Ew, go mill.
And me.
Nope, 225.
It's Lady C from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it's a ladies takeover.
Parker.
Yeah. 856-571.
This is boy Glass Church, New Jersey. I've been in New Jersey area, man. Every Saturday. Every Saturday, man. We throw a go-go party, man. It's back on.
Go-go party. That's another topic. 337.
The one, the only, the co-host, Black Reporter. Go like my page. I have a new page on Facebook.
He's trying to get his... We got to get 25 likes so we can get him a proper URL, folks. So if you are on Facebook, please go like Black Reporter, capital BLK, capital REPORTER.
BER.
Right. Go like him. We'll keep you up to date and all the happenings. And phone. Also, I got another special announcement. This Thursday is going down on Phone Fantasy Radio, but we kicked them into the curb.
Until the last half hour, at least.
Until the last half hour. So, we're going to get raunchy, naughty, ladies talk, ladies music. We're going to get it in. It's ladies night right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. I think we should do this at least once a month. I have a special guest co-host with Mrs. PG. She's going to help me hold it down because Black Reporter can't play. If a man calls up, he getting shot. That's it. Getting shot.
Are you gonna fire? Right.
You gonna fire shots, and then we're gonna hang up on him. We can't talk. We're gonna fire shots, and then we're gonna hang up on him. I got it covered. I got my shot.
What you do like this? They can call in, but they just can't push what to the last half hour.
Well, no, you can call in to listen. Right, you can call in to listen. 805-830-8320. Right, I got it. See, this is what I'm talking about, Black Reporter. That's why you're gone. You're out of here Thursday.
Okay. Okay, are you done plugging?
No.
Oh.
Also, next Tuesday, we have a special guest feature, Blizzum, the cinema of me, indie artist. He will be out of Florida. He'll be here for an interview. His album dropped this week. They got some cool singles on there. You've heard a couple of them played on here. And that's what we're going to do on Tuesday. Okay, now I'm done plugging. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
Okay. This is from Susan Estridge, who's a columnist with the Creative Syndicate. This was published last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of going halfway through the column. I have not heard a single explanation for such discrimination against gays, and there is no other name for it other than that, quote-unquote, marriage is for people of different sexes. Fine. Go marry someone of a different sex. But that is not a legal position, not an argument based on anything other than personal preference, taste, or, not to denigrate it, but it has no place in the legislature, religious doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
I would never tell a priest, minister, or rabbi to preside over any ceremony that he or she believes conflicts with his or her religious values. But what right does the state have to tell those rabbis, priests, and ministers, not to mention justices of the peace, that they may not, as a matter of law, unite same-sex couples in a marriage as opposed to a civil union?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a question of principle, but one of the placement of political fig leaves to cover political cowardice. I can understand those who are opposed to any form of civil union. I disagree with them completely, but at least they are being honest in their views.
Mm-hmm.
But if civil union provides for practical purposes the protection that marriage does, what good reason is there to deny committed individuals dignity along with protection?
Right. Dumb that down for us, Black Reporter.
Huh?
So messed up about it.
Dumb that down for us.
Is,
Hold on, Bless. Dumb that down for us, Black Reporter.
Okay. What that's saying, that's simply saying, yeah, you may be against civil unions. You may be against it for religious reasons and everything, but there is no reason that the state should be able to tell any rabbi, priest, minister what they can do according to their religious preference. If your religious preference tells you that it makes you feel that you're doing the wrong thing, hey, that's up to you. But if your priest, rabbi, minister, whatever, feels comfortable with it, who's the state to tell them they can't do it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you was going to say, Bless?
Like I said, he made a good point, man, because you can't only get on those that are trying to get them right. You got to get on the churches too, man, because you listen to the press, you read newspapers, man. You know how many priests that got caught messing with little boys?
Yeah.
So it's not just me being biased on one side, it's both sides. We got preachers in the newspaper for messing with little boys.
And they leave that to the church to handle, too.
I'm going to put it like this, hypocrite.
All right, folks. So we're going to get into another song set. Once again, people, mark your calendars. Thursday, it's ladies' night. And then next Tuesday, we're going to have... All right, how about this? can I just say, I hate it? Oh, no, I was just saying, step on my gators. Oh, it's just one. Okay, Black, how about this? How about y'all have midnight next Thursday?
That'll work.
Barbershop.
No.
Barbershop talk. You know, men go to barbershop and let anything out.
Well, but you know what? No, I don't think that's going to work.
Why not, Black Force?
Because I prefer having the ladies here. I'm not going to lie. Why lie?
Black Reporter. Aww. Look, Lady C, he can't live without us.
Exactly.
He ain't going nowhere. We'll still be here. It'll just be a man. We'll listen like y'all listen. We just can't participate until the end of the show.
No, I won't say a half hour. I say an hour.
Okay. So the first hour will be men only, and then the second hour will be later on.
Be the whole show, okay.
Okay. Is that good, Black Reporter?
That's cool.
All right, we'll work it out. All right, folks. We got Ladies Night, Ladies Music, and Ladies Talk. If you're an independent artist and you like your music played right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Live, please submit all MP3s to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I'm sorry, folks. I got an echo in my phone. So when I'm talking, it's like I'm talking. Right. Just like listening to myself. All right, so we're going to go ahead to the next song, Seth. And we're going to come back.
And during men's night, I am leaning toward doing a couple of sets of old school.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, let me know what y'all want. What, huh? What was that?
I don't know what that was. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. All right, folks, we're going to get into the next song set, and we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up some more towards the end of the evening. Right now it is 10:24 p.m., 9:24 Central, and thank y'all for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio. Hold on, folks.
Again, that is on the prowl. And for those that want to get busy, you got to speak up now.
This one, this time, it's one of a kind. Blowing your mind like only the 10-man can. Like a heavyweight champion. Knocking them out, another bout without a doubt. Once again, you can scream and shout. When I rock the bill, yell out. So sweet, I can't even sleep, nothing, hugging and touching.
hugging and rubbing, loving it all, having a ball. All y'all girlies next to me, talking sex to me. We can't do that yet, but I bet we'll chill.
Candyman, tell them the truth.
We'll still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
At each and every show, there's this groupie. Artist knows what she wants to do to me. She knows my name, knows every rap routine. But how'd she get in my limousine? Don't act a fool, don't drool, I'm just a performer. I was cool, but the room got warmer. Norma cornered me in, her and a friend named Lynn. Then, they took me into the Holiday Inn. I didn't let them win, said my pockets was thin. She blew me a kiss, I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want to, but the devil made me do it. To the TikTok, yeah, don't stop. We knock boots till 6 o'clock as we lay. All night long and early in the morning she sang this song.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you. Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
Girl, I do. A tunnel of love is what I'm entering. When I mention it, you're surrendering. Giving it up like a good girl has to. Living it up. Eventually, you ask to stay. You're gonna pay for this. Just rest your breath on my chest. Yes, I'm impressed with the way you cold love me down. I don't wanna sit down, I just wanna get down. I'm on the ground, down on my knees, like James Brown, singing please, please. Round two, I'm down to do what it takes to make you understand. I'm the candy man and I melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Hard as a rock, yes, I'm no sucker. The boots I knock make me one bad mother. While I'm hip hopping, many people say my lyrics are shocking. Just because of the simple subject, everyone should love this, cause everybody does it. Whether they admit it or if they deny it, you better keep quiet, or else you might have to see a few skeletons. But girl, that's irrelevant. Break out the bottle of Bosti for Monty. Pop off the top and rock with my posse. Feel Al, Big Deal, and T-Fly. We ask the questions, you give the reply. MC Chip, Big Robin, Bud. Rocking on the waterbed, knocking on the rug. I'm just playing, what I'm saying ain't ill. Girl, you should know I'm real.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about that, but me and Lady C know something about that.
Oh, be quiet. Boo. Got old folks.
I got one suggestion.
What's that?
Since you kicking Black Reporter raw into the last half hour, I think Black Reporter should find a male host that hour.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, you're trying to kick me off of my own show. Boo.
I'm not trying to kick you off my own show, but it's only fair.
For that first hour, I should find Black Reporter. What you think? Black, it's up to Black Reporter. You know, it's his thing. I mean, I'm gonna mute my phone. So I mean,
hey.
You know, it's up to Black Reporter.
Hey.
I'll mute my phone. It's Black Reporter holding down, so it's up to him. It's his night.
Well,
it's Black Reporter night. So whatever he chooses.
Actually, that's going to happen on men's night.
Right. That's what
yep,
he's
talking about.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. Crush will not be here. Crush is banned just like she's banned in me.
See how you
said Black Reporter to find him a co-host. Male co-host.
Right, Black Reporter. You're going to find your male co-host.
Oh.
Well, that's also Black Reporter.
Dave, are you out there?
Dave not on here. He been left.
Oh, he's on left?
Mm-hmm.
Bless, I may come to you. Bless, I may come to you. But I'm leaning toward Buddha though.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
So
because Buddha got that voice.
That's gonna attract all the ladies.
It's gonna be all men though.
Right.
This is true.
He's gonna tease us. That's what it is. Because we know we're gonna tease y'all.
We're gonna say
any and everything we can just to be like, oh, I want to call in right now. Oh, I got it planned, right?
Yeah. I want to call in right now.
Oh, Crush, pick up the phone. Oh, hey, Black Reporter, don't call me on the freeway neither. Don't call me on the other line neither. Black Reporter, he's gonna be calling in. Oh, you wrong for that, LaCrush. Nah, you're gonna have to hold it just like everybody else has to hold it, Black Reporter. Like, ooh, damn girl. That's what y'all gonna feel like. Ooh, them damn girls. I can't wait till they open up the line. Ooh. I'm talking about everything. Everything. We're gonna let the truth take.
Crush, you wanna let the younger folks know what they were listening to, please?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, folks. you heard some Candyman with Knocking Boots, and then you heard some Barbara Mason with Yes, I'm Ready to Learn. That's my shit right there, man. I love me some Barbara Mason.
Okay. Trivia question.
I grew up to that.
Yeah.
We did that.
What, Yes, I'm Ready to Learn?
Yeah.
We did
who
it?
Who we did that?
Somebody
lately redid that. Well, not lately, but in the past. Oh, shit. How long has it been?
Oh, shit.
Well, it would be helping if you knew.
So then
they could
figure out.
Well,
how you going to give up?
I just don't remember how long ago it's been. That's the thing.
Who did it over?
I'm trying to remember myself. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, so that wasn't for trivia.
Black Reporter. Black Reporter.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yes, Lacey. Huh?
You're making the old folks look bad.
Huh?
Yeah. Who remade it? I don't even know myself, but you tell me.
I don't know. Somebody remade that. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody recently in the past few years remade it.
Oh, but well, they didn't do
Sounds
a good
bad.
Job
because it didn't stick in the memory.
Right? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I love that song. I'm like, yes, I'm ready to learn. Ooh, yeah, girl, ready to. Anyway, folks, y'all listen to Full Fantasy Radio. We got everybody back online. We got Brick from Brooklyn. We got Renee from Mill. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge. We got Flesh Child from Trenton, New Jersey. And we also got the co-host, the one and only with a brand new Facebook page, Black Reporter. Woo!
That I just liked, by the way.
Huh?
Oh, thank you.
I said that. I just liked your page, by the way.
Thank you, Renee.
So you make sure you come tune in to us tonight.
Right.
I will be there.
Right, because he called me saying, it's 15 minutes to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? The blah, 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 blah. I'm like, woo. And I was asleep, too. Like a photo.
And that number I gave y'all earlier was correct. So it's 805-285-9748.
9748.
Yes.
Okay.
That
cool.
was the correct number.
Okay. Cool.
And what is she talking about? She's talking about
We're talking about the TV shop.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I'm talking about our radio show, the Candy Shop Radio. We come on at 10:30 Central, 11:30 Eastern, and our topic tonight will be Casey Anthony getting off with killing her baby. And this lady in Chicago that killed her own baby and went to the mall with it.
And did you hear about that, Black Reporter? You remember that other incident where the lady drove the car off of the, oh, I don't know if that happened,
off out here in New York. Off the pier.
She drove the car off in the lake, and actually her 10-year-old survived. And the rest of
the other three kids, died. Yeah.
Right. That's crazy. Ain't that much good dick in the world? That's all I'm saying. I don't think there's that much good dick. Black Reporter. Let's not get into it. That's not what we're talking about. Let's not get into it. I just want to bring that up. Okay, we got 20 minutes remaining on the clock. Final thoughts on gay marriage. Are you for it or against it? Just let us know, and then we're going to try to find something else to talk about. We're going to start with Black Reporter. Are you for it or against it? If you had to vote, it was up to your hand, and your vote counted, what would you say, for it or against it?
I'm for it.
Okay. What about you, Blessed Child? For it or against it?
I'm against it.
Okay. What about you, Lacey? For it or against it?
For it.
All right, Renee. For it or against it? Your vote counts.
I know, right? I might not. Oh, that's a hard one. What the hell? I guess I'm going to say for it. I don't know. I'm still kind of. Maybe I should do some more research.
And what about you, Brick? For it or against it? Brick? All right. I think she's having technical problems again. Okay, folks. All right. We got 19 minutes remaining on the clock. We've just wrapped up our gay marriage mode. Now we're going to talk about something totally different. Come on, Black Reporter. That's when you jump in, Black Reporter.
And what am I supposed to be talking about?
I don't know. You see, this is why we're talking about.
Okay.
I just want to say this.
The way I feel about gay marriage is kind of like the same way I feel about abortion. On a moral idea, I'm not exactly sure that I would necessarily go that way. The same way with abortion, you know, technically I'm dead set against abortion, but I believe it is not right for a man to tell a woman what to do with her body. And as far as gay marriage is concerned, it is not right for someone outside of a relationship to tell two people what they can do. Remember, this is the United States. We just did celebrate our Declaration of Independence.
I'm gonna go do it.
You know.
I'm gonna go do it.
Hey, baby, what's wrong?
come on.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Huh? Wait. What was all that? I think you crushed and lost a mind.
Y'all not ready for me. Y'all was sleeping on me. Y'all not ready for Marvin. Y'all not ready for Marvin right there. That's Marvin right there.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all got me hooked onto this blues, man. Y'all got me hooked. Y'all know I got an old son.
Crush.
Well, now you introduce me to a whole new dinner. Like, what?
Crush.
What happened?
Not crush. Lady C.
Yes.
We can say this is swing out time, right? We can say this is swing out time, right?
Okay.
Y'all got me hooked on to that stuff, man. Lady C, I'm hooked, man. It's like hearing a brand new song that's old. Like,
No. You see, a lot of those songs, Lady C and I are used to hearing on a regular basis.
Right. I'm not used to hearing this on a regular basis. I know that, like Black Reporter. But I'm just saying, I didn't grow up to that.
I grew up to that, man. But I know about the Temptations.
I know about the classic soul now. I know about classic soul, but I don't know about the Southern blues. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not too deep on that either.
Right.
Now, how much are you into Betty Wright?
Me?
Crush?
Well, I'll go play her neck.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I was going to play, because I have versions. Okay, so I was listening to Tonight is the Night by Betty Wright.
Of course.
And I think Marvin Sees made a comeback song to that.
Yep, he did.
Right. So that's what I was just playing to get it up to that. I was going to play those back. Somebody's background is horrible.
I know.
Headache. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and play my two songs. We're going to come back. We're going to end the show. You're listening to Full Fans Radio Live with La Crush Heart and Black Reporter. I'm going to beat somebody ass with that background.
Hey.
Do this for me if you will.
Right now, that was some Betty Ride with Tonight is the Night. Black Reporter, you still with me?
Yeah, of course.
Bless, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Lady C, you still with me?
I'm still here.
Renee, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
I said Renee in the house. I don't know why I'm doing that. Anyway, folks, we down to the last 5 minutes. I just wanted everybody to go ahead and we trying to give you the proper outro to everyone. Once again, thank y'all all for tuning in and showing y'all support and love for Phone Fantasy Radio. You can hit us up on Facebook if you have not yet. Phone Fantasy Radio is on Facebook. You can visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. I have said that all the show. That's the official website for Phone Fantasy Radio. We played a whole bunch of blues tonight, oldies, and we'll probably continue to flavor on. They got some raunchiness with them blues. I just wanted to say that. Black Reporter. Okay, he ignored me. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm here.
Renee,
I'm here.
Normally you have something else to add to something I say. The one time I be quiet and let you add, you don't have nothing to say. But that's a whole nother
Well, thing. No. It was because I was flushing the toilet. And I didn't want that to come over here.
you
want
honesty.
So.
And you didn't have to tell us that.
All right.
We don't want to know.
So we're gonna say our goodbyes and say how much we love each other. But we're gonna start off with Lady C because she needs to get back to studying. I see. So Lady C,
thank you. It's been a wonderful night. I enjoyed the show so much. I take a study break.
I feel you now.
Enjoy all the comments. Everybody was good tonight. It was
right.
Really good.
Good.
And we were able to speak our mind and not step on each other's toes so bad. It was a good night.
Right.
Hey,
everybody. Have a
good night.
You too, Lady C.
Good night, Lady C.
Studying, girl. Go finish studying.
Good night, Ms. Parker.
I got to ace my exam.
Yes, you do. Ace your exam. All right. On that note, we got Blessed Child. Blessed Child, you want to say your goodbye?
My goodbyes, man. I appreciate everybody, man. Like, once again, I'm giving a dedication to my baby girl, my heart of my life, my daughter. That's what keeps me going, man.
Oh, bless child.
You know what I mean?
That's the win.
Mm-hmm.
That's the win.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bless. Thank you, Lady C, for showing y'all support. Y'all been rolling with us. Well, Lady C been rolling a little bit longer than Blessed Child, but you definitely been rolling us with the new season. Once again, folks, if you have any suggestions or show topics that you think we should touch on, by all means, hit me up on Facebook, or you can send an email to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And Lady C, you need to accept me on Facebook. I think I sent you a friend request. I'm sure I got the right lady. I got the right Lady C. So
is there a Kitty Bird on there?
Yes, and the Sweetie Bird on there. Right, I figured that was you. Okay. I don't know why. Out of all the ladies' feeds on his page, I was able to figure which one was you. I don't know why or how, but I'll find the right one before I ask him. Like, was that her? He's like, yes. I'm like, okay.
Go online tonight, though.
All right, Renee.
It was an interesting show. It stayed peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I always enjoy myself when I come to Phone Sex Radio. But you guys, don't forget to come check out my radio show. The half
I shall
an hour
be there shortly.
Half an hour difference. It shall be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, won't too many people get in their feelings. I can keep it, you know, civilized as much as possible. For those of you that are just tuning in, you can join us at 10:30 Eastern, Lord have mercy, 10:30 Central, 11:30 Eastern on the Candy Shop Radio, 805-285-9748, or you can log in to Blog Talk Radio at the Candy Shop.
Oh. So, look, Crush and Black Reporter is going to go check out the Candy Shop. Once again, thank you to everybody who came through. There go my 90-second mark. I finally did it on time. Hell
yeah.
Don't forget to visit the website, once again, phonefancyradio.com. If you're an indie artist and you'd like to be played on Phone Fancy Radio Live, send us an email at phonefancyradio@gmail.com. Also, if you love fun, fun, blah, blah, blah. If you love Phone Fantasy Radio, if you love Phone Fantasy Radio, please go leave us a fantasy drop by dialing 347-855-7372. That number to dial again is 347-855-7372. And just say, I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the Super Fluffy Fur and Black Reporter. Yay! And then you know, I'll play it right here. Or any type of shout outs or anything you want to say, and add to the chat. So, Black Reporter, you got your 30 seconds.
What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, tough. You heard everything we played. Now, on your face, full of a smile. We will see you in a little while, like first day. And for myself and the Super Crush, this is Black Reporter saying, see ya.
See ya.
Like my page.
See ya.
Like my page.
Like- Night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
What?